It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is Joe Duff. He's a pioneer in human-led bird migration. He's a photographer with a love of flying and nature. And back in 1993, he joined another artist, William Lishman, and helped conduct the first human-led bird migration. That was the beginning of Operation Migration. Today, Operation Migration is in the midst of leading a flock of whooping cranes south to Florida. The birds are led by an ultra-light aircraft. Born in captivity, the birds have to learn how to migrate. Last we checked on their website, www.operationmigration.org, they were on the ground in LaSalle County, Illinois. Joe Duff, good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Where are you in the flock?
Well, right now we're in Monticello. We're just
Piatt County.
And regrouping.
Okay.
Piatt County, that's
Piatt
right.
County, okay. How long will you be there?
Well, the birds aren't here, actually. The birds are about 10 miles away, but we'll be here until the weather clears. We don't actually know when that's going to be. It looks like all the forecasts say we're going to have winds out of the south tomorrow, so it looks like tomorrow's a no-fly day, but we're ever hopeful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you do at a down point?
Well, we have to check on the birds regularly, and we have maintenance on the aircraft and refuel them and get organized. This afternoon, we'll have to tie them all down and put the frost covers on them because it's cold weather these days. So there's lots to do. We have updates to do on the website and pictures to process and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It is unseasonably cold, unfortunately.
It's very cold. It was 16.2 degrees when we were flying in here this morning.
Ugh. What's it like to be up there in the sky with these birds?
Well, certainly this morning it was cold.
Well, here I guess I'm feeling like a romantic. You know, I think, wow, that would be so fabulous. But there are problems like the cold to think about. But when it's a good day, when it's a beautiful day, what's it like?
Well, it is a spectacular thing. First of all, we're flying in an ultralight aircraft, which is open and flies at about 38 miles an hour. And so, you can smell the crops below you. We fly first thing in the morning when the air is very calm, and sometimes we're flying down little valleys with the, you can see the fog and you can smell the wood smoke, and that part's really nice. It's a beautiful thing to fly in off like the first place, and then you kind of look over your shoulder and there's this bird that's flying off the wingtip and a whole line of them, and These birds had been flying in migration for, the crane species is 60 million years old, so who knows when the migration evolved, but a long time. So, here we have an opportunity to help these birds, and we have our obligation to them. We have our obligation to everybody else who's worked at this project to get it going. So, and then, of course, you're all the things that a pilot must do. So you don't have a lot of time, really, to think about what you can about what you're doing. So once in a while when you can see the destination and you've got lots of altitude and you can start your descent, and then you have a time to kind of relax, put your full weight in the seat and you can look over your shoulder and see these incredible birds. And that's when you really marvel at it. But apart from that, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, it's work.
It's work. It's work. Flying with birds is not easy because you have to adjust your speed and your altitudes just so minutely. The aircraft creates a wake off its wingtip, and the birds fly on that wake. So the lead bird is only inches from that wingtip, and there's a long line of them stringing off, behind you. So you have to balance your speed so that they all can surf on that wake as smoothly as possible.
Yeah. Back in 2000, as I understand it, there were only 180 migratory whooping cranes, and they were in one flock. What's the story today?
Well, back in 1940, there were only 15 whooping cranes. That's all that ever existed. That was
really?
Down to 15, that's right. So you can't get much closer to extinction than that and survive. But they're doing better now these days. There's still only 539 of them, not very many still. When you consider endangered species, you think of, panda bears. And there's 1,600 panda bears in the world. There's only 500 whooping cranes. So they are doing better, and we have this new population now, so it is improving, but slowly.
Yeah. Now, once the birds get to their destination down south, Will they head north in the spring of their own accord, or do you have to make another trip with them?
No, all we do is replicate what the parents do. We just show them a one-way trip, same as their parents do, and they make it back on their own.
Okay.
You see, whooping cranes learn the migration by following their parents. So if you're trying to reintroduce them, there's no parent generation that's familiar with this route. So we become the parent, basically. And every year we add a new generation to the flock.
Yeah. Back in 1993, when you first did this, the birds were Canadian geese. When did you begin leading whooping cranes?
Well, yeah, they were Canada geese.
Sorry. Okay.
That's okay. It's a species, not a nationality.
Right.
Everybody
makes
it. But our Canadas are from Canada, so they're Canadian geese. No, we use Canada geese just to see if the technique would work. Of course, they're not endangered. There's plenty of them.
Right.
They follow really well. So that was it. And then we did a number of experiments with sandhill cranes. Sandhill cranes are non-endangered, similar species, but there are plenty of them. And so we worked with them to see if the technique would apply to cranes. And we did that up until 2000. We did our last sandhill study when we led birds from Wisconsin to Florida, and then we were able to work with whooping cranes.
Yeah.
It was a long, drawn-out process to get that far. You know, it's a highly endangered species, and we work very closely with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and we had to get a number of permits in place to do that. And, of course, we had to have a number of different states sign on. There are 7 states that we passed through on the way to Florida. And there are 13 other states into which this population may disperse in the future that all had to sign on to this. So it was roughly a 2-year effort to get the permits in place before we could start. And we were able to start with whooping cranes in 2001. So this is our 8th generation.
Yeah. Now, we're familiar with the honking of Canada geese flying overhead. Do the whooping cranes whoop in flight?
Not often in flight, no. They're called the whooping crane because they have an 8-foot trachea, and that noise they make you can hear for, you know, about 3 miles. And it's called a unison call. It's basically, if one bird is near the nest and the other bird comes in, they'll unison call. It's kind of a greeting. It's also a challenge. You know, they defend a territory around their nest, and if they force somebody off the territory, they'll both do this unison call, and it starts out with the male throwing his head back and making this whoop noise, and the female will follow a second or two later, and they both throw their heads back, and you can hear this call for, it's pretty enchanting. It's an amazing sound. You hear it for a long way.
Yeah. Is there a way for us to get involved?
Certainly. I mean, on a superficial level, just check our website, operationmigration.org. We have what we call a field journal, or in the field, and we have photographs and we have postings. The pilot that leads the birds for each day is responsible for doing the posting. So we have stories written about what it's like, and we have video clips, and so there's that level. And then we have, if you're interested in contributing, Operation Migration is a very small nonprofit, and we struggle every year for funding. We have a mile maker program where we've taken the number of miles from Wisconsin to Florida and divided it by the cost of the migration. That works out to $206 per mile that we're selling those miles. So just to try to support this project.
Yeah.
There's a number of things that can happen. You can go to Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in the summer, which is where we train the birds. There's an opportunity to see the flying and the training up there, and there's some wild whooping cranes you can see. So there's lots of stuff people can do.
Okay. Well, Joe Duff, thank you so much. Happy trails.
Thank you very much.
Joseph Duff, he's a pioneer in human-led bird migration. Today, Operation Migration is in the midst of leading a flock of whooping cranes south to Florida. They're on the ground currently, or the birds aren't quite there yet, but the crew is on the ground in Piatt County. And so there you have it. Their website, www.operationmigration.org.